guys, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Wednesday, April 14th. We are about 55 days away from the June 8th statewide primary election. It's a lot of words I had to say. And we want to talk to you today about our student program, which is called the My Ballot Program, unique to Orange County and unique to the state of California, and as far as we know, unique to the country, right, Catherine?
As far as we know.
Catherine Reedy is our community engagement manager, and Catherine is tasked with a number of things, including managing the My Ballot program. Now, so Catherine, I want to talk about the program itself, how it originated, and then we want to talk about the high schools that are participating right now for the June election, for the 2010 election. So I'll talk about that. So the program started a few years ago as a way for us to engage even further students who work, or not work, students who go to high school. And we might look at colleges down the road, but particularly high school students, and looking for ways to get them involved in the process of elections and volunteering to work. Now, we had a really good student poll worker program, which involves students working at a poll site on election day, getting paid, and then sometimes getting credit for their classwork in class. But we want to take it a step further, because elections are so complex. People don't understand sometimes, I think, how complex they are. And we took this into a three-step program. So what happens is we will go out to a high school. We will talk to students about the history of voting, the importance of voting. I think this is a very impactful thing on a lot of students to hear the struggles that a lot of people went through in this country to get the right to vote, which is very important. And then they come here for a field trip. And the field trip's kind of exciting because here in our office is where they get a chance to actually build a ballot. They sit down at a computer. They go through the process of building a ballot. Now, I can't describe it for you right now, but it's a complex process that involves a tremendous amount of effort to build a ballot. It can sometimes take us weeks, if not months, to build ballots. So these students are sort of, you know, their eyes are wide open when they come in. And then the third step is we take those ballots that they built in our office, we go to their school, and we conduct their ASB election, their homecoming election, whatever. These kids get to vote on the actual voting equipment that we use here in Orange County on ballots that these students built themselves. Kind of describes it in a nutshell, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think you got it.
So we've had a number of high schools participate, like I said, starting a few years ago. Segerstrom High School in Santa Ana, Anaheim High School in Anaheim, Corona Del Mar High School. Don't think I'm missing. We started off in Orange. And that was sort of a test bed process. But now we have two high schools that are participating. Actually, third is going to be coming online here shortly. So let's talk about who's involved now for June.
Sure. So we've actually got coming up tomorrow, we're going to be going to Fountain Valley High School. There's going to be over 2,000 of their students will be voting in their ASB elections. And the following day, on Friday the 16th, we're going to be visiting Costa Mesa High School. And again, we'll be bringing our voting equipment, and the students will be voting for their ASB class, basically.
And in fact, those students were just here today building their ballots.
Yeah, exactly. We had the Fountain Valley students in on Monday, and then the Costa Mesa students in today, and they learned about the process of building a ballot. And then closer to the end of the month, we'll be visiting Back Bay High School in the Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area, and we'll be doing the same process for them.
Great. So students, listen up. If this is something you'd like at your school, you can contact us here at the Registrar of Voters office. You can call us at 714-567-7600, hit zero, ask for Catherine Reedy. She'll be glad to help you out. And in the meantime, it's also something that you might be aware of. If you're a parent that's listening, your students, basic requirements are to participate on election day and volunteer, 16 years of age, 2.5 GPA. And these students get a great opportunity to go out there and learn what democracy is all about, see voting in action. And then they walk away with about $100. You can't beat it.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. Stay tuned to more of these blogs or these video, these podcasts coming soon. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. We will talk to you soon.